listening to The Ourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
I think we should look at the list.
The list. Oh, yeah.
We've called up the top 100 songs.
This is, and to be fair, like, we don't actually know who decided on this list.
It's a VH1
list. We don't actually know
greatest. Yeah, we don't know what the criteria is.
It's just VH1's 100 greatest songs of the 90s.
And what are we going to do here? We're just going
to... We're just going to riff on these. We're going to... We're gonna mouth perform every one of these songs.
Oh God!
Starting with number 100, Gerardo, Rico Suave.
Rico Suave. Suave. That's the only part of the song I know. Rico. Nope, don't know it.
Terrible. Terrible song.
I hate this one.
Well, we should point out too. This does the list we're looking at. It gives us the year and it gives us the highest that it ranked.
Ah.
Presumably, I guess on the Billboard chart.
So 91, Rico Suave, number seven.
Like number seven. It kills me that actually got up to number seven. I mean, I'm glad that it didn't go higher, but
yeah.
Number 99. I have no idea what.
Oh,
this song
I hate
is.
This song.
Missy Elliott.
I can't stand the rain. You don't know that one?
No. But see, that's the dead zone. Like
that is the dead zone.
That's the dead zone. Like
1997 and on.
96.
Something happened.
And it's not like I wasn't listening to music then, but it's like
That's your dead zone.
Yeah, it's like a personal dead zone.
I thought you were saying, because I was going to agree with you.
Oh, that it's a bad.
That's when like stuff started to get horrible. Seemed like it was getting horrible.
Oh no, I'll agree with you. That's why I tuned out, I think.
Yeah, like 1990, and this is right around when I had just. You know, I was in it. I got in at the very end of what could be classified, you know, as good. And I know that's subjective, but and suddenly I was watching MTV and all this stuff. And then everything changed so drastically, so quickly.
Oof.
So, yeah, 97 on just feels like a sort of.
It was bad. Yeah, I think we're going to see that as I'm looking over this list. It's
so the 98 is really good. Let's just sing it.
Which one? Oh, 98. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to start us off.
All right, go.
And then you'll come in. All right. Be ready. This is going to be fast.
All right.
Oh! You're unbelievable.
Nice. That's got a great guitar solo.
EMF. Unbelievable. That is an awesome song. 91. Yep.
Number 97, I have no idea.
It's Prince.
And the New Power Generation, Get Off with two T's.
Get off.
I'm guessing that was off Diamonds and Pearls. God, I can't believe it. I actually owned Diamonds and Pearls, which was, I think, their 1991.
I don't know the next one either.
But I never listened to it. Yeah, number 96 is Nelson, Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection. That's from 1990.
Montel Jordan, number 95.
This is how we do it. I thought that was a lot older than 1995.
That's 1995?
That's what it says. I have no idea who Montel Jordan is, but I remember hearing that song.
If someone had asked me before we looked at this list, I would have put it in the 80s.
You would have been like, that was Milli Vanilli, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have, too. 94.
Oh, this is a good one.
Fastball, The Way.
But where were they going without ever knowing the way?
Oh, man.
Anyone could see the road that they walk on is paved in gold. It's always summer. It never gets cold. It never gets hungry. We never get old and gray. Oh, I loved that song.
Dead zone.
So, I was like, remember when I came in?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm grabbing onto anything I can.
Sure.
And this was a song that I loved. And I bought the album. And this, I was now listening to albums.
Okay.
When I bought it. That album was horrible. I mean, that song I liked.
Yeah.
Oh, you say...
Only hear what I want to.
I don't listen hard.
Don't pay attention to the distance that you're running to anyone, anywhere. I don't understand if you really care. I'm only hearing negative.
No. Okay.
But
number 92.
Number 92, Public Enemy, 9-1-1 is a joke.
That's just edges in, 1990.
Yeah, just barely. And that's another one that I sort of associate with the 80s a little more than I do the 90s. 91, going back to the chicks, Sarah McLachlan, Building a Mystery. I don't know this song.
Oh, man, I know it, but I can't, like,
Dead Zone, 97.
It. Yeah. Dead Zone.
Okay, here's another one.
Oh,
the Dead Zone,
yes.
1998.
Do you know this one?
This is number 90, The New Radicals.
You know this one?
No. It's called You Get What
You
Give.
I'm going to sing it, but I don't know the words, so I'm just going to make up noises.
All right.
I'm going to try not to blast people's ears out here.
Okay.
Wah, you got the music in you.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What better medicine do? That was them.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You get what you give.
You gotta get what you do.
You tend to lapse into Dylan. Like, when you can't come up with the actual singing style, you default into Dylan.
I just default to Dylan.
So slide right into him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's so easy to try on, you know?
You got the music in you. Isn't that them?
Yeah, yeah. Number 89.
That's fair.
This is interesting. Like, this is not a song that I would
pick.
Gosh,
neither would I. Never Said.
Never Said. 93.
I don't even know it.
I think this is from...
what album? I just looked on to the next one.
I don't know.
Let's go to the next one.
Number 88, Duncan Sheik, Barely Breathing.
I am barely breathing. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, man. Dead zone.
It's funny.
These are coming back.
You should try to... You should not look at the year and see if you can guess that it is in the Dead Zone.
Just based on the song? Okay, okay.
87, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Ugh.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah, we didn't talk really about
weird anomaly.
The pop country phenomenon.
Yeah.
Mostly because it sucked.
Well,
I don't really feel like we need to talk about it.
We don't know much
but,
about it.
Yeah.
I stayed very far from it.
Yeah, as far as possible, really.
But you got people like Garth Brooks. He,
yeah,
I mean,
he basically defined
it.
He was the Nirvana of the... He was. I mean,
he was. No, you're
he
right.
Was. He was the Nirvana of that scene.
I think, though, he also... You could like Garth Brooks and not be into country music.
Yeah, yeah.
He really spanned, like, people's tastes in a way. He broke through to the mainstream in a way that I think that country stars hadn't really done yet.
Yeah, no, definitely. He definitely did.
He paved the way for a lot of really horrible artists. So,
among them, Billy Ray Cyrus.
The Cranberries. Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? That was Linger, 1993. Oh.
85 is good. also from 93.
Cypress Hill,
who I saw them live one time, and they were
They toured oddly with Blink 182.
I didn't see them on that show, but I saw them like on a Warped Tour or something like that. Yeah,
Insane in the Brain,
Insane
of
the
course.
Brain.
Oh my god! I wish my brother-in-law was here because he can recite this song.
This
he knows
awesome.
This song.
It's number 84.
You just All do right. this, and don't. I don't care if you know the words or not, but you have to at least. Get it across.
All right.
You know the first word.
I do. Inform. You know, stuck in a summer that I'm going to say, I'm a licky boom boom down. I got some of the sun, the summer, the summer, the sun, the sun, a licky boom boom down.
My brother-in-law can do the whole thing.
Nice.
It's impressive.
That's impressive. I tried to do that at karaoke one time.
Do you remember the name of that album?
No.
Pretty sure it was 6 inches of snow. So number 84 is
That's
snow
about right.
With Informer.
Informer.
That was 93.
Ooh, also from 93. This was a great, great song. The Breeders, Cannonball. Do you know this one?
I don't think, not by that name.
It's one of the members of the Pixies. Kim Deal or Kelly Deal? Kim Deal and her sister. And it's I'm sure you've probably heard it, but now I can't think of how it goes. So we move on.
Ghetto Boys, number 82. I don't know that one.
Yeah.
91.
Skipping over that one. Paula Cole, I Don't Want to Wait.
I Don't Want to Wait.
Oh, oh God. God. That's got to be Dead Zone.
It is.
That's got to be
Dead Zone. It is.
Wasn't that actually the...
That was the theme that was the for theme song Dawson's for, Creek.
Okay, I was thinking it was the theme for Felicity.
No, it was the theme for Dawson's Creek. Creek.
Yeah.
I Don't Want to Wait.
Yeah.
For a life to be over. Will it be? So will it be.
God, no.
Sorry. Do, 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 do. That was a song that used the doos.
Do, 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 do. Like, do, do, do,
yeah.
Do, 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 do. Every time like somebody says 90s music, that's what I think of.
Yeah,
now.
That's
it's
a,
sad.
That's a good indicator.
Number 80 is Right Said Fred.
I'm Too Sexy.
I'm Too Sexy for this.
That's a
podcast.
Classic. 1992.
Yeah.
Here we go. 79 is Meredith Brooks with Bitch, which we talked
right
about.
On over that
Dead Zone.
Lenny Kravitz, number 78. God. Are you gonna go my way?
Yeah. That's what he does. He goes, yeah. In his songs.
Now, 77. Here we go. Ice
Today
Cube.
Was a good day.
It was a good day.
I didn't even have to use my AK. Later appropriated by the Ataris. The album that made me dislike them a lot.
It was a good day. I love that album.
You did. I didn't.
I love that album. Man. Oh, here's... This is a good
one.
This
is also a group.
This is a...
What
one.
You can't see right now is that I'm sort of pumping my fists as though I'm running, because that's how I'm excited about what we're about to talk about.
This actually falls right in line with the
right?
Spin Doctor's
comment earlier. I think this is a touch point of the 90s. The mid 90s is when these bands, kind of like ruled the roost.
God.
Blues Traveler.
Ugh.
I don't know why you gonna give me a run around. Well, you gotta take things off, but don't lie. I don't know the song. That's so great. That was, John Popper?
John Popper, I think.
Oh, brother. He was like, let's put harmonicas in all our songs. Criss Cross, Jump.
Yeah.
This was, I wonder what those.
Because I'm the Mac Daddy.
There was the Mac Daddy and the Daddy Mac.
Yeah.
They were both named Chris.
Yeah.
They
totally crossed out.
They wore their clothes backwards.
Yes, they did.
So they'd put on a baseball jersey, but they'd put it on backwards.
Yeah.
They were commenting on society. This world is backwards.
It's backwards. It's crisscrossed.
Yeah.
It's totally
everything's
crossed
crisscrossed.
Out.
Like, you know, black is white and men
I missed
are
the
women.
Bus.
I missed the bus. I'm jumping.
I'm jumping.
Mac Daddy will make you jump. Daddy Mac will make you jump.
Criss Cross will make you
jump.
74 Cher.
So is that the one?
Do I believe in love after love?
I really hated that song.
Dead Zone.
That's major Dead Zone.
Marcy Playground. This sounds like Dead Zone,
but it is
Sex and Candy. What is Sex and Candy?
I smell sex and candy. Here, who's that something in my something? Who's that sending devious stares in my direction? This surely is a dream. Yeah, I love that album. I was a big fan of that album. They had a song called "Elven Cloak of Something Time." And it was about an elven, like this guy had an elven cloak.
Huh.
It was totally weird.
That's pretty wild.
It was
out.
A weird album. I liked it a lot.
Okay. 72. Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, that's another. Oh, it's in the Dead Zone.
No, it's totally in the Dead Zone.
Well, I would have thought they would be in the mid 90s.
Yeah.
And the song was One Week.
Too. Yeah.
They're actually another band that I hated that song. Mm-hmm. But later on in life, sort of saw them on TV and heard a few other songs. Like, I bet I really would have liked them if I had not heard that song first.
I like them as a band, I guess, like as people.
Yeah.
They seem to like be really cool.
Yeah.
But
Canadian.
Man, hate their music.
Canadian.
Hate their music.
Canadian.
I do not hate
hey.
Number 71.
Can you hold on for a second?
A.
They're Canadian.
Okay. A. 71.
Yeah.
71.
Tennessee. Oh, I don't know this one.
Tennessee. Tennessee. Tennessee, Tennessee.
I get it.
Lord, I've really been something, something.
I wonder if that song...
This has the best bridge line in the history of music.
What is
which
it?
Is when it, the bass drops out, mm-hmm. and the one girl says, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
Jamiroquai. Virtual insanity. Blah, 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 blah. Futures made out. That's in the video where he's in a sliding room.
I have no idea.
Dead zone.
Dead zone.
Oh, oh God. Dead zone.
Man, this is like the epitome of the dead zone.
Feeling like a freak on a leash.
Corn.
Now
68. This was dead zone, but I came back around to the song years later when I heard Will Smith laugh because.
Bring it. What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing at the kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to hand, they on the hand, stay off play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it.
And then he started that awesome tradition of making songs for the movies he was in. Wild Wild West, Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider, No You Don't Mean Nada, None of This, Six Gun in This, Brother Running This, Buffalo Soldier. Look, it's like I told you. He also did the Men in Black song.
Yeah, he did.
Here come the Men in Black.
Men in Black.
We'll let you remember. I wish he would do more. I wish for every song he did, or for every movie he did, he made
he
it
did
a song.
Yeah. Like,
it's a proud tradition.
Yeah. I would love to hear him do a song for, like, I Am Legend.
Yes. Or
iRobot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be great. 67. Wow. This was another one I would have pegged at 89, but it's D-Light.
Well, we talked about the night.
Cruising the high.
Well, we talked about 1990 being, like,
very much,
it's practically
yeah,
the
80s. Yeah, it's basically the 80s, yeah. 66, Edwin McCain.
I know that name.
I'll be.
And I know that name of the song, but I don't know the song.
Huh.
Dead Zone.
Dead Zone. Now, yeah, here we go, 90.
I have a friend, my friend CJ, who can perform this song very impressively.
Nice.
The whole song.
Oh,
with verve and with confidence and with charm. The man is a delight when he does the Humpty Dance.
He's basically he's Humpty personified.
Yeah, he's really good at it.
Digital Underground. Do you remember when Digital Underground was in that movie with Dan Aykroyd
and
Nothing But Trouble? Have you ever seen Nothing But
Trouble? No. I think I have, but I don't remember.
Oh,
that.
Man. Yeah, they get pulled over and they go before the court. Digital
Why is
Underground.
That, I thought that was just Humpty. Wait, what's Digital Underground?
Digital Underground is the name of the band.
Well, who's Humpty?
He's a singer. He's the lead.
Weird.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a band.
Yeah, Digital Underground.
Number 64.
64. I hate this
band. I'm surprised
this
is the one on here. So, the Presidents of the United States of America, Peaches. Millions of peaches, peaches for free. I would have thought it would have been Lump that they'd
Yeah, that
here.
Was the one that got... the most.
63, Notorious B.I.G., Mace,
money,
and Puff
no
Daddy.
Problems.
This, dead Zone, and it passed me by.
Totally Dead Zone.
I honestly had
it
no
got
interest.
To number one, yeah. But it's definitely Dead Zone.
62. This is like... Yeah.
This song, this is almost like... This is like a preview of the Dead Zone for me.
It is.
This is what would come of...
It's a
this is what alternative rock wrought on the music industry. Yeah. Is bands like Live.
They would fit very well today. Like, they were one of the first Mushmouth type of bands. And I don't mean Mushmouth
from Fat Albert.
But, but just, like, it sounds like they have crap in their mouths. I alone love you. Yeah. I alone. Yeah, that's them. So, I alone.
I alone. Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do.
We
She's
talked about
61.
That. Yes, the next one is excellent. Number 60. BBD. With a bullet. Belle Biv DeVoe. Poison. Poison. That girl is poison. There's a really great episode of Scrubs where Turk performs this song.
Oh.
And he sort of lip syncs it. And it is phenomenal.
Here we go. Now this is interesting. This interesting band. Interesting. They weren't really grunge. They weren't really alternative. No. They were basically pop. But I think they had alternative sensibilities. This is such like a quintessential Gen X band, I think.
Yeah. Just say it.
Weezer.
Ooh, I look just like Buddy Holly. So their album, the Blue Album, right?
Yeah.
That was the big one.
Yeah.
This was
or
like
Weezer, depending on your
whatever
self-titled, but
whatever.
We know it as the Blue Album. Sure.
Everyone was talking about it when it came out, and I had no idea what anybody was talking about.
Really?
I never even looked into it.
You didn't hear the sweater song?
Nope. Not until much later.
Huh. That's funny. 58, Sophie B. Hawkins. Was she on our list of chicks?
Damn! I wish I was your lover. That's her song.
I don't know that one. That's not even Dead Zone.
92?
I don't know
57 is Jay-Z. That's Dead Zone. I mean,
Ja Rule.
That is like it.
Can I get a?
What? What?
Dead Zone 98. Now this,
oh.
56.
Ooh.
I'm going to knock you out.
Well, hold on.
LL Cool
hold
J
on.
Said knock
hold
you
on.
Out.
Hold
what?
On.
What?
I talked to my mother earlier.
Yeah?
She told me to do something. She told me to... render you unconscious. And so I'm going to render you unconscious. That was a weird video. It's just him in a boxing ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Under a spotlight.
Yeah. That's a great video, though.
Quick trivia question. Do you know what LL Cool J stands for?
Little Lover or
Wrong.
Something? Latin Lover?
Wrong. Latin Lover. Ladies know. Love Cool J.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
The next one is... Oh, she falls right into that group.
Sort Fiona of. Apple, yeah. Criminal.
Criminal.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't
her,
even think of the
dirty,
song
dirty
itself.
Voice.
She did.
Because I'm feeling like a criminal.
Yeah, she had it. Yeah. She pretty grimy kind of...
She had an aesthetic. Yeah, that was...
And coming in right after there, number 54, Joan Osborne.
Joan Osborne.
What If God Was One of Us? It
oh,
was like,
is that what that is? Okay.
Look, she was asking a... She was trying to ask society a question, John. What if God was one of us, all right? What if he was just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way home?
I would answer that song or that question. I would answer that question with a question.
Yeah.
You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me. Is that the next one?
That's the next one. That's number 53, Naughty by Nature. 52 is Sugar Ray, Fly.
Oh, man.
Which, man.
What an incredible... that album was so weird. And the following album was really weird. I had the both albums.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really actually liked the it's not their second album. I think it's their third album, actually. But it's the second one of their popular albums after they got big. And I liked it a lot, but it was really strange. It has a really weird sense memory for me associated with it. Like, you know, sometimes you'll hear a song or whatever and you just kind of feel odd.
Yeah.
Like there's something about it that makes you feel odd.
Yeah.
That does that to me, that album.
Number 51.
Tupac.
Was this after he was dead? Was this posthumous?
I don't know. California Love.
Beats me. Now 50, I know all about.
Ooh.
50, I'm all over.
A man in a box.
Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow. Wait, wait, do that again.
What?
Do the bow. Bow, 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 bow.
That's good.
That's that, right?
Yeah, that's that.
Alice in Chains.
Man in the Box.
And softening things up a bit, number 49.
This I would not have expected.
We didn't even
I can't believe we left her out of the mix. Jewel.
Lived in a van. Who will serve your soul?
That now I realized that was I think, that was her first single.
That's what she sounds
what
like.
Are you doing over there?
That's her. I was so off put by her.
I
because she would have that soft, like girly sound.
Yeah.
La 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 la. But then she would go. Who will serve your soul?
Then she would bring in the Muppet, the
weird.
Frank Oz.
It weirded me out. We talked about number 48, Matchbox 20.
Speaking of weird,
3 a.m. and I'm feeling lonely.
It's 3 a.m.
We did that. Job 47.
Feeling Donnie D's on the backup. Drug free. Yeah. So put the crack up. Woo. No need for speed. Yeah. I'm anti. D-O-U-G-G-I-E-M-I.
1991. Good Vibrations.
Yeah. That was my first album. First CD I bought was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Number 40. Wow. The first CD you bought?
Yeah. I know. I was at Kmart. Give me a break.
John, you can have anything you want.
Okay. How about this Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch CD?
Do they curse?
It says parental advisory.
I guess that means it's good.
Yep. 46, Shania Twain.
Still the one that makes me. It's not that.
It's not that.
But
one.
It's called You're Still the one.
Dead Zone.
Number 45.
Put in the Blowfish. I wish that had been
only
Dead
Zone. I only want to be with you. I hated them. I hated them.
Hated that
man,
song.
They were a band that you could hate.
They were. I put them in the same league with Spin Doctors and
Hey.
What's the other one?
Shut up.
The Blues Traveler.
You put them in with Spin Doctors?
Definitely. Come on. You just like the Spin Doctors because they had Superman references in their album.
No, listen to me. Hootie and the Blowfish. It seemed like nobody liked them.
No.
Who liked them? Somebody did.
Nobody. Nobody liked them.
It was like they were trying to make us think we liked them. MTV was like, you
they
guys.
Like, they were like,
a lot
hey,
of people
like these guys.
People really
Everybody
like these
likes
guys.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Nobody
shit.
Does.
Yeah.
You know, everyone does.
They put one over on it, didn't
the
they?
The Fugees, 44. I hated this song, too. I feel bad because we keep saying I hate things, but I really did not like this song at all.
I hear this song. I probably every karaoke night I go to, somebody sings
really?
Killing Me Softly with his song, and I've never heard the actual song.
That's probably
never.
For the best.
I just hear people's karaoke rendition of it.
Oh,
and I like picture like I hear this song and I think, well, that's got to be like 40 years old. Right?
I want to try to do the next one.
Oh,
you and me.
All right.
All right.
Which part are you doing?
Well, I'm going to start us off.
OK.
And do you know how to come in?
Maybe.
Why don't you start it off and I'll try to come
which
in.
Part? Which part are we starting off?
The you know, the name there.
No, you're never gonna
get
it.
Do it.
No, you're never gonna
no,
get it.
No, you're doing it wrong.
What?
Never gonna get it, never gonna get
that's
it.
That's not the
never
chorus.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
Never gonna
get
it. Whoa, 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 whoa!
That's what I wanted to do. But that's, yeah. I guess that's not. I didn't know what the chorus was. I just knew that. I don't know if that's the chorus or the intro or what. Oh my god, that was horrifying. I was scared. Oh, man. Number 42, Collective Soul, Shine, 1994. This felt like a Dead Zone song, but it's not.
It's definitely a Dead Zone
How's it go?
Song.
No, it's not, because it's 94.
No, but it should be. This was again, a precursor of the Dead Zone.
How's it go?
Shine. Whoa.
Lovin', let your light shine down. Lovin'?
I don't know.
Lovin', let your light shine down.
Whoa.
Number 41.
Oh, no.
Spin Doctors, Two Princes. We already went over it. We won't go into it. Number 40. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't think we should talk about it.
Straight from 90210.
It's so
Color Me Bad. I had this album. I had the album.
I want to sex you. Do you think people are going to get annoyed that we're singing all these things?
Maybe. Too late now.
Number 39, I loved this song.
I did.
I'm not kidding. I love this song.
This is their first like acoustic kind of
launched
Goo Goo Dolls.
They had their previous album had more rock kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like arena rock.
Yeah.
They
came from a metal background. They started off as weird, kind of like a metal band.
So Iris was made famous by the Nicolas Cage vehicle City of Angels.
God, what an awful movie.
Dead Zone. Genie in a Bottle.
Ooh,
number 37. Mm-hmm. This falls into the Dead Zone, but...
But this was what brought Green Day back to life for me. Not necessarily this song, but this album.
Good Riddance. Time of Your Life. And unfortunately got played way too often.
And they never played the opening part. The very beginning.
Where he swears up. Yeah. But also, it got played at a lot of like.
It was homecoming and our high school graduation. Yeah. So yeah, it was like tailor made for that.
Oh wait, that's not what I thought it was. Oh no, it is CNC Music Factory
36.
Everybody, everybody dance now.
Jump to the rhythm, jump to the rhythm.
You come in with that.
Yeah, I like that part.
You should have gone, bom, 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 bom.
Everybody dance now.
Bom, 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 bom.
Come on, let's move. Let's move.
Baby. Okay, so this has a really interesting memory for me tied to it. This is so ridiculous. There was a skate rink really close to where I lived. Uh-huh. And for, you know, maybe 2 months, everybody was going to the skating rink on Friday night.
Okay.
Everybody was going there.
Sure.
So I was going
there. It's Friday night.
And there were particular songs that when they would play them, I would get really, like, revved up while I'm skating. I'm like, I'm skating fast. Yeah. And this is one of them. When they started playing Everybody Dance, I would start like skating vigorously. And I thought in my head, I'm like, I look so cool right now.
Right.
Like I look like the coolest guy on the rink because I am so pumped up by this song.
Gonna make you move to your bleed.
You know how you would stomp through your room?
Yeah. That was me on the skating rink.
Some 35 Oasis with Wonderwall.
I hated this song.
I loved it.
I'm going to be right out there. I hated Oasis.
And I really liked the album.
I still kind of hate Oasis.
You know, it was interesting because I really liked the album, but I kind of hated them.
Yeah. Yeah,
they seemed like jerks.
They come across as jerks. Sort of like number 34, Third Eye Blind.
Oh, they come across as jerks.
As jerks.
Semi-Charmed Life, we've talked about it.
Dead Zone.
I don't need you to make fun of it anymore.
That might be like the pinnacle of Dead Zone. That's like when the Dead Zone peaked.
Or started.
Yeah.
It's the entrance. But I love that song. And again,
I do too. I don't have a problem with it.
You don't love it.
I have a love-hate relationship with
it. My friend CJ, he and I love to sing this song together.
It's good. That's fun. we should bring him in sometime.
I know. We could do it. 33 Spice Girls Wannabe. I like this song.
I don't see anything wrong with
it. I quite enjoy this song.
As far as pop songs go, I think it's fine.
It's got a fun video. They're just running around yelling at the top of their lungs.
But what is she saying when the when I really, really, really want a zing a zing tower?
She's saying, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want a really, really, really want a zig a zig ah. That's what she's saying. And Zebrahead does a great cover of this song.
Nice.
For your edification.
I got to look that up. 32, Black Street. Oh, wow. No diggity. What the hell is that?
You don't know that? No. No diggity. I know it's not helpful at all. I can't think of it right now. I had a friend in high school who loved this song and this, like, genre of, like, R&B.
No diggity.
I think it's...
No diggity. No, no diggity.
Yeah, I can't come up with
it. I know digging it. Number 31.
Radiohead. Creep. Another band that totally passed me by completely.
They changed considerably in the 90s. Like, they were something else when Creep came out, and then they became something else, and I didn't like...
Well, they seem to always be changing, and they've always been, like, on my periphery. Like, I've always known someone who loves Radiohead.
Yeah.
But I just never got into them.
Yeah.
Number 30, Dead Zone, NSYNC.
Now, I know NSYNC. I mean, I know of them, and I know I've probably heard some of their stuff, but I have no idea what this song is.
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you. Something, something, something. That's the only part I know.
Don't know
it. I will make the admission right now that I own that album. When it came out, I did. I think a friend bought it for me because I would pretend like I was making fun of it,
but really you were digging it,
and I was actually digging it. I was like, "This isn't that bad." you know, around people, I'd be like, ah, "Let's sing this song."
Tearing up my heart,
but in the car, I'd be like, "Tearing up my heart when I'm with you."
You're like fist out the window, yeah.
I'm stomping through my room. 29. Oh, this is right at the beginning of the 90s. 29.
Can't believe this is ranked number 29. Ice Ice Baby.
Well, you mean you can't believe that's high, it's that high or it's not higher?
I can't believe it's that high. I can't even believe it's on the list, honestly.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a whole new edition. Something. Holding me tightly. Something, something. Daily
Flow like
nightly.
A harpoon.
A harpoon? Flow like a harpoon. Daily and nightly.
Daily and nightly.
28, just as laudable. Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca. Hated this. That was 99?
99.
I thought that was earlier.
Yeah, it seems older than that. Seems like, oh,
because
we had to
endure it for so long.
Number 27, put these guys in with Hootie and, Pappas, whatever his name is, John Popper.
Counting Crows.
And Hootie, I said Hootie.
Who I would always, I would not get confused. I always would think Black Crows, not because, like, the music was the same, but just the names.
Crows, yeah. Yeah, they get crossed, yeah.
But yeah, I hated that song.
Mr. Jones.
26 is Eminem, My Name Is. At the cusp of the Dead Zone.
Yeah, I like Eminem.
I do too.
But I hate that song. I hate My Name Is.
I liked the song, you know, when it came out, and I've liked a lot of the stuff that he's done.
Yeah.
I did own an album. I owned his second album, I think. Mm. But I don't know that I could ever claim to be a fan because I'm just not that familiar with all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I kind of like where he's coming from.
Yeah, exactly. I sort of appreciate the fact that
he seems
saying what he's saying, like, and it seems to be genuine.
Yeah,
too,
exactly. Yeah. 25. So we're in the top 25 now.
Oh, man.
This is this is totally indicative. Just sing it. Do you want me to do it?
There may be no other song on this list that I hate as much as this.
Black old sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Won't you come?
No, no.
Black old sun.
Just go, Black hole sun, black hole sun.
Won't you come?
That's what he did. That's what
he doesn't say. Won't you come?
Yeah, he does.
He just says black hole sun. Maybe you're right.
I'm right. That video was on MTV.
Yeah, it was.
Pretty much back to back.
It's a bad video.
Yeah.
I liked the song. I did not like the video.
Hated the song.
Number 24, House of Pain. Jump around.
Yeah.
Jump around. Get up. Do you think... So when was Criss Cross?
92. Same year.
So...
There was a lot of that.
Was there a battle between these two? Like
the
House of Pain wanted you to jump around. Criss Cross just wanted you to jump.
Yeah.
They were going to make you jump.
Yeah. Yeah, House of Pain just...
Just sort of beckoned
implored you to jump around. I do like the idea that like they square off. They have a jump off.
Number 23. What a man. This was Salt and Pepper with En Vogue?
I had no idea.
What?
I didn't even know it was Salt and Pepper. I
would have said En Vogue, but it's what's crazy to me here is that they're together.
Yeah.
How did we not know that happened?
That's a hell of a combo, Salt and Pepper. And
it seems like you couldn't do it.
That's the first Salt and Pepper song we've seen on this list.
It seems like they couldn't be together. Like,
yeah.
They, for me, inhabit the same mental space.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't picture Salt and Pepper and En Vogue at the same time.
Right. It's almost like one became the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they kind of did. When they did What a Man, What a Man, What a Mighty Good Man. 22. This is an artist that I can say this without any sarcasm, is much lauded.
Yes.
Huge following.
Yes.
Is said to be innovative.
He's called a genius frequently.
A genius.
A musical genius.
But I never...
But he's also called a loser. He called himself a loser.
I never got into it.
In
back.
The song. I liked this song. I liked his early stuff.
I wasn't against it. I just never got into it.
Yeah.
number 21.
Giving Dead Zone new meaning.
Yeah, really. Celine Dion. My Heart Will Go On.
Song.
Is it weird... I guess not weird that when James Cameron made Avatar, he like tried to recapture that whole
song. No, because everything about thing. That movie was formulaic, right down to the song.
So he's like, Celine, can you do another song?
Sing another, rousing, stirring.
Oh, gosh.
Crying.
Number 20, Hanson.
Same year. Bop. Same year. 1997. They bopped it.
Okay, 19. wait. I don't think we did that well at all.
No, I don't think we did.
Why did you stop?
I don't know. I forgot where we were.
I can't stand it. I know you planned it. I'm gonna set it straight. This Watergate conference.
That sounds like Gilbert Godfrey.
I can't stand rocking when I'm in this place because you're all in my face. Everyone's getting mad at us for not getting this right. Your crystal ball is so crystal clear. So.
Oh my God! It's so divine.
I'm telling all y'all, it's sabotage. Why aren't you doing any?
Well, I don't know how long we were gonna take.
We're not.
I don't know how long we were gonna go.
We're not gonna do it at all. That was 19. That was number 19.
Number 19.
Oh, here you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you want to put on your stomping boots before we talk about this one?
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. And never mind that noise you heard. I mean, people thought this was badass. People...
I never.
No, but there were parking lots full of people.
For years. I have never liked Metallica, ever.
Good.
Ever. I never understood the... I guess people like what they
You gotta understand though that that album is a different Metallica than what everybody who liked Metallica grew up with.
I guess.
But it was still Metallica.
All right.
I mean, to give them credit, I think they did a great job of transitioning to giving themselves a broader appeal. I didn't like it, but it worked.
Number 17 was often called the Metallica of their time. Destiny's Child was Say My Name.
Say My Name. Say
it's
my
hard
name.
To believe that's in the 90s, yeah. But that's Dead Zone, 99.
Yeah, totally Dead Zone.
What's this?
16, MC Hammer. Again, feels
definitely
an
80s
song.
I would put that in the 80s, yeah.
80s song, but it came out in 90. You Can't Touch This.
15, Under the Bridge. I for some reason always, and not for any bad reasons. I think of my brother when I hear this song because
he liked to shoot heroin. Because
he liked this song, I think.
This was that video was big right around the same time as Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a middle ground between like Guns N' Roses, who were sort of like the old guard, mm-hmm. and Red Hot Chili Peppers were kind of. They were older, but they were still sort of relevant.
Yeah.
They could still play with the new sound. 14.
I
don't even know.
I don't know the song.
I don't recognize the song.
It's Mariah Carey, Vision of Love. 1990.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I have a vision of love. She does a lot of that. Ooh.
When doesn't she do that? Yeah, she does that when she orders pizza. Next up is number 13. Can you scroll up there, my friend?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dr. Dre.
Snoop Dogg, Nothing But a J Thang.
Yep.
I don't know it well enough to even try.
Really?
Yeah.
This, let's see. One,
there's a lot
two,
of spelling errors
three
happening.
Three into the four, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door.
Okay, now.
Ready to make an entrance, so back
okay.
on
I know it, yeah. There's a lot of spelling errors in the title.
Yeah.
Probably bothered me at the time.
Yeah, which explains like why I can never like find it when I look it up. Like I'll look up the lyrics for this.
Nothing
and I'll
but
get
a G thing. Oh, they don't have it. Number 12 is Alanis Morissette with You I don't know.
Precursor to the Dead Zone.
Number 11. Oh,
10
God.
Is Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
Wow, that's right on the edge. That's practically 1990.
It's a good song, though. She didn't write it, but it's a good song.
I'm not a fan.
9, R.E.M.
Losing My Religion.
This one had that great video where Michael Stipe was sort of like doing this,
yeah,
like shaking
doing a
his
weird
arms
dance.
And things. It was sort of like a Ian Curtis
This is
dance.
One that we were looking at this earlier, and we're like, this is that early. TLC, Waterfalls. 1994. Dead Zone, number 7, Britney Spears.
Oh,
I hate the
See,
next
and
song.
I think that it was from 1999, but when I hear that song, I think, oh, that's probably 96, 97.
Really?
Like, I feel like,
oh, I always think it's from the 2000s.
I feel like we've been plagued with her for a lot longer than...
Number 6, I hate this song. I hate it. People love this song. People love to sing this song.
Yes,
it's
they do.
The song is so long. I'm not even, like, spared by a short song. This song is incredibly long, and I hate it.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns on.
Yeah. I wish it was never created.
I don't like number 5, which is Vogue.
Yeah,
Madonna.
Vogue.
Out of all the Madonna songs, and granted, she didn't have a whole
Well,
lot
this
of
the
is 90s,
the 90s, yeah.
Yeah. Number 4, Whitney Houston.
Will always love you.
Funny story about that.
Kevin Costner.
There is that.
Kevin Costner.
Point. Kevin Costner. What?
It's from the movie Bodyguard.
There's that part where it goes silent in that song.
Okay. I don't know that part, but.
Well, there's a part in there where like she's building to a crescendo, and then it goes silent for a second.
Yeah.
And then you hear this one bass drum. It goes,
yeah.
And it goes in there. My friend used to always joke because it's a movie about her like getting like there's a death threat on her. So my friends would always be like, we'd hear that song,
yeah.
And it would get to that point, and we'd hear this, poof, and then they'd go, "Oh, we got her! Oh, we got her! Too late, Kevin!
Oh
Too
man!
Late.
Oh God! The last
I can't believe this order. I mean, number 1. I understand, okay, but number 2 and number 3
well,
really threw me.
Okay, here's the thing. We have to keep in mind, this is not, like, the most 90s songs. Like, this is not the top 100 most evocative of the 90s songs.
Yeah.
this is just VH1's top 100 greatest songs of the 90s.
Yeah.
Number three is Backstreet Boys with I Want It That Way.
Okay.
Number two is...
I'm not going to diss on that. I don't have any problem with it.
Let's just acknowledge that it's there and move on to number two, which is U2 with One. I can't think of what that song is.
One Life. One Love.
Nope.
Yeah. It's
Number one. And I think it deserves its spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana, of course. You know, it's interesting. Like, we got up to this, to number one, and I realized there's not a single Smashing Pumpkins song on this
list. No, I'm glad we came to them on our own.
Yeah, that I find that really surprising. I mean, there's tons of bands that aren't on this list, so it shouldn't be surprising. But I would think of all the bands, like, sort of recognizable.
Yeah.
Really recognizable 90s acts.
All right, well,
Great Hub.
Great don't hub. Read the comments.
All right, so that's...
So you go, the top 100. It made sense at the very end, number one.